This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I mentioned a couple of times, I got up on Saturday, got a couple of texts from lefties that were all upset about Venezuela, and I really was unaware of what was happening because I was off the grid last week and wasn't dialed in. So I get on the X, formerly Twitter, search around. And I land on an article about what happened. I want to read part of that to you here. I'm not going to tell you the source until I reveal the content of the story. So the story says this: millions of people around the world, most of all in Venezuela, are celebrating the downfall of the dictator Nicolas Maduro. Or if you're on CNN today, you have to pronounce it Nicolas Maduro. You have to say it that way. President Donald Trump's decision to capture him on Saturday was one of the boldest moves a president has made in years, and the operation was an unquestionable tactical success. The next step is ensuring that his triumph sets Venezuela up for stability and prosperity rather than more of the same or worse. What happened in Caracas was a clear reminder that America's military intelligence and cyber capabilities are second to none. More than 150 aircraft supported the Army's Delta Force in capturing Maduro and his wife. The couple are being extradited to the U.S. where they will face narco-terrorism. Actually, they were in court today. So this goes on and on. And I mean, this is a major victory for American interests. Just hours before, supportive Chinese officials held a chummy meeting with Maduro, who had also been propped up by Russia, Cuba, and Iran. So I'm looking at this, right? And those of you who have not read this, you must think this is from National Review or some conservative publication. Oh, no. That's an editorial in the Washington Post, because they were heaping praise. So they didn't have a knee-jerk reaction, oh, big orange man bad, let's be against this. For some reason, maybe because of Jeff Bezos, I don't know, the editorial board at the Washington Post sat back and they thought about that one a little bit, and they came out with the right answer. And Richard Porter, who is a guy who I think has some connections to politics in Illinois. He contributes to Real Clear Politics. He is the former national committee man to the RNC from Illinois. Wrote about this in Real Clear Politics about how you should cheer the arrest of Maduro. And he's with us this afternoon. Richard, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, there you are. The host did not press the button correctly. That was on me. How are you, Richard Porter? Welcome to the show.
Good, thank you. There we go. Second time. All good. Thank you.
Well, so it's interesting. You know, I've talked about this in a few different segments this afternoon. You have most of the people on the left, like Schumer, who in the past had said something like this.
And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime.
Well, that was in 2020. Now he has. You'd think that Chuckie Schumer would be happy. He's not.
This is first. It is reckless. It is dangerous. Whenever our country has gotten involved in this kind of regime change and nation building, American families pay the price in blood and treasure.
You can have, Richard, as you know, countless examples of some hypocrisy from Chris Murphy and some of the other Democrats on this particular topic. However, you know, and I spent a little time on this in the last hour, Axios and some other sources are reporting there's some discomfort with some Democrats in Congress who don't want to speak, you know, other than off the record, because they're like, wait a second, this is kind of a good thing. Shouldn't we be cheering things on when America does things right? And you kind of wrote about that aspect of the whole situation, didn't you?
Yeah, look, I'm sort of amazed. Well, I guess I'm not amazed because we're so bitter. Whatever, I mean, if Trump cures cancer, that'll be a bad thing, right? I mean,
well, our Senator Eric Schmidt actually said that today. Yeah, and it's a great analogy. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, think of all the unemployment. Think of all the people in those cancer centers that are put out of work. It's terrible.
Right.
I mean, so... I just think it's so bizarre that when something good happens, just say it's good. I mean, it's not like the Republicans were upset when Obama managed to get bin Laden, right? There was no, like, how could you? What was the legality of shooting the man in his bed with his, you know, his 15th wife with him? What are you talking about? I mean, so the mentality, unfortunately, on the left is very weird. It is, they're against kings until they're for them, and they're pro-theft. When you look at Minnesota, you kind of look around the bay, you say, what good things are they for? What do they really want to do? It's just weird.
So explain, because one of the things that this is framed around a bit, and I referred to this in the Washington Post editorial, and you wrote about this too, that this really has some effect on China's involvement in our hemisphere, right? And Russia as well.
Yeah, look. Venezuela had been the crossroads for all the bad people in the world. It was bizarre. I mean, they had Iran in there. Hezbollah was in there. They had a base. They're using it for drug trafficking and money laundering. They're still there, but I think right now the Venezuela leadership and the military there is looking around and saying, are they better off or worse off with Cuban advisors, Russian advisors, Chinese advisors? Iran is there. They have their own port, actually, in Venezuela. They have access to their own port where they ship out, we believe, uranium, which is used in their nuclear program. So Venezuela had become a crossroads for all the bad people in the world, all the people that want to do us in. So getting a change in there and sweeping this out, it isn't just about eliminating the drug trade, which is the primary purpose for why the president acted. It has all sorts of corollary benefits that affect our policies with regard to China, with regard to Iran, with regard to Russia. So this is a multifaceted good thing.
So you referred to this in your column. I want to play this. We had a reference to Senator Schmidt, who had the crack about cancer. And if, you know, he cured cancer, everyone would be against him as well. But you made a reference in your piece on Real Clear to the Monroe Doctrine. And Senator Schmidt mentioned that today as well.
This is our hemisphere, and we need to protect the American people. So we cannot allow some 10-pot dictator in Venezuela or anywhere else to funnel drugs, killing, poisoning Americans, sending their worst of their worst in this country to murder Americans, and again, playing host to some of the worst actors, our adversaries around the world. So President Trump, when he says he's going to do something, he does it. And I think the world is watching. They should understand that. This guy isn't playing games.
I think that certainly would be one major takeaway. I mean, Maduro said, come and get me. I think the guy in Colombia is basically saying the same thing. I don't know if I were the person, if I were him, I would say that right now, based on what happened in the last 3 days.
Right. I don't think Colombia is directly in the crosshairs at the moment, but I do think cleaning up Venezuela is. And I think when the people, I mean, the purpose of the Monroe Doctrine in the, you know, 200 years ago when President James Monroe promulgated it, was to keep the foreign powers out of our hemisphere where they could be, you know, use foreign bases to assault the United States. So this was a way to maintain our security. And it's the same purpose today, only it's more important today because Venezuela is only a couple-hour flight from Miami. And when you think about things like suitcase nuclear bombs and so forth, and you think about the fact you have Hezbollah and Iran's nuclear ambitions, just put it together yourself. The truth is, we've been in Venezuela on a secret basis for years because we have been very worried about that. And I think what happened is they just went so far, they opened the door for taking a clean shot at taking out the Maduro and then rolling up this regime. And, you know, and look, it's not MAGA to worry about the Venezuelans. But the truth is, from a humanitarian point of view, because that regime was so bad, because they instituted the socialist policies there over the last 20 years, 8 million Venezuelans left Venezuela. So you think about the migration crisis we've been experiencing in the United States. It's been driven by terrible policies. Like Maduro.
Right, absolutely. So but then the question becomes, because this is where there are legitimate questions, what happens next? So you have Delcy Rodriguez, who was, I guess, the vice president. She's now the acting president of Venezuela, but no better than Maduro. I mean, defended Maduro when it came to some of the drug trafficking and election stealing charges. So how will this improve the situation? Trump's already made some references to, you know, you better be careful because you saw what we did here. But does this dramatically improve the situation for the Venezuelan people when you have someone that's still on board with Chavez and Maduro and their philosophy?
She's bad. She's tied to Cuban intelligence. She's very close with Russia. There are a number of people, she heads up both the internal security and the oil programs for Venezuela.
Right.
You have the generals. There is a rat's nest of bad people there. But when we just come in that sort of a swooping raid, kill a number of people, probably Cubans, all around Maduro, sweep him out of bed. In a minute and a half, we pulled him out of his room and his pajamas and on the plane, and off he was going, right? That sends a message. And what I think is very clear, you're saying to these people who are basically crooks now. I mean, it's the classic socialist thing. They start fighting for the people, and they start fighting for their own bank accounts. They all have money that's squirreled away in Switzerland or who knows where, and you can't spend that money if you're dead. And you can't spend the money if you're stuck in a U.S. prison. And so now when Rubio is talking to her and says, look, either you cooperate with us or you're next, and it might not be as nice as we did for Maduro, she knows it's real. It's not a bluff anymore. It's a prediction. And so she's got a real tough spot because in the room with her when she's talking to Rubio, no doubt there's some Cuban advisor sitting there who's probably armed himself. And so she's between a rock and a hard place. And so they're having all sorts of sidebar conversations among the Venezuelans, you can bet, in Caracas, where they're saying, gosh, what do we do about these Cuban dudes? We got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of the Iranians. We got to get rid of the Chinese, the Russians, all these people they invited in, because they're all threatening them too, right? I mean, so it is just a wild time going on in those offices now and going on in her head, because she cares about living. There's a reason she stole all that money. She was planning on spending it and giving it to her kids. So, look, I mean, I think, they're going to make it easy. And I think Trump is very pragmatic about this. He has now made it very clear what the alternative is. It's not pretty. It's not negotiable. Here's what you're going to do, right? And I think it'll have some success. They might have to drop some more bombs. And frankly, I think it would be neater if they would drop some more bombs, and just cleaner. I mean, because these are really, really bad people, and they shouldn't all run off with the money of the Venezuelans they stole, right? So, but look, with America first in mind, the main thing to do is make sure we don't have American casualties, we don't, get into an endless war. But if we can affect change with remote control and with effective threats like this,
yep.
It's well stated.
So then what let me play this audio soundbite to you from the president and just get reaction to this.
Mexico has to get their act together because they're pouring through Mexico. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know if they can hold up. But Cuba now has no income. They got all of their income from Venezuela. From the Venezuelan oil. Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man.
All right, so it's a little hard to hear the audio there, but he's talking about Colombia, Venezuela. He mentions Greenland and going kind of back to strategically Greenland as well. This is where you do get the criticism more heavily, clearly, from the left, but there are even the MAGA folks that say, hey, what happened to America first? What are you doing with all these foreign conflicts? Now, I thought your breakdown here a couple of minutes ago was very well done, Richard. I really did. But you do have people that... You know, these are hard, very complicated situations geopolitically and otherwise. So it's kind of hard to come down with, strong feelings one way or another unless you're an expert like you are in a situation like this.
Yeah, although I think the problem is that most Americans don't appreciate that Venezuela had become such a rat's nest, right? I mean, it's a beautiful place, Caribbean. Why would Hezbollah be in Venezuela? Why is Iran there, right? People just don't really even, they're not even aware of that, So now the interesting thing about Trump, and this is where, he's such a unique figure in American politics, like bringing up Greenland.
right, I know.
What? What about Greenland? But what it does is it just sort of stirs the pot. It gets the other side sort of spinning. Gets them off of Venezuela, by the way. Now they're worried about Greenland. They're all talking about Greenland. And by the way, he'll keep on doing his thing in Venezuela. I mean, he's a bit of a magician. I mean, so he brings things up, the words... Is it a misdirection or is that the trick, right? And I think to Colombia and Mexico, those are clearly threats because they're dancing with the drug cartels. He wants them to stop. Do I think he's going to invade those countries or take those presidents out? No, I don't. I don't think so at all. Maduro is a different situation. He was not a legitimate president. He clearly stole the last election. He was not recognized as president by either the Biden administration or by this administration, by the EU, and by most of the countries in Central and South America. So it's a much cleaner situation with regard to him under international law. It's just different. But by emphasizing to Colombia and Mexico, look what I did. Just think what I could do with you and with the people around you, right? It's an effective threat now because it's real. People saw what we could do, and maybe it isn't her, but maybe it's her corrupt chief of police or something like that. I'm not saying that he is per se, but there are other people around who are going to be dirtier, who are going to be a cleaner issue that the DEA could, deal with in one way or another. So I just think his aggressive posture, the war on drugs is a metaphor no more. This guy is out to stop the flow of drugs in the United States. We've got the border secure. We're going after distribution networks with the ICE enforcement against illegal immigrants and the drug gangs. So, again, it's like the Trump full court press on everything all at once. And you know, I think his opponents don't really know which way to turn because
I think you're right about that. So then what are your thoughts? Because I've played a fair amount of audio here. You do have the Chris Murphys and the Schumers embarrassing themselves. The left of the left think this is the worst thing ever. Obviously, it's nation building, all this stuff. But we're getting, you know, indication from Axios and some other legacy outlets that are talking to Democrats who don't want to go on the record. And they're saying, wait a second, you know what? Maybe we should be cheering this on. Maybe we're on the wrong side of this politically. So where does that land?
I don't know. I'm sort of surprised that there's not more reasonableness around this in the first instance. You know, Fetterman, the guy who had a stroke, seems to be the only guy that has any common sense in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So, and he's, you know, I think he's come from a swing state, and I think he understands that by, you know, occupying the middle, it's a good place to be as a politician. And he had brain problems, you know, so... you'd think it'd be pretty straightforward for other politicians. But
apparently not. Richard Porter, Real Clear Politics, thank you so much. What's your connection? You're a national commitment to the RNC from Illinois, so what's your Illinois connection?
Well, so, yeah, I'm a lawyer up in Chicago and been up here for 30 years. I was in the first Bush administration, too. I was on ran the Domestic Policy Council and was a counselor to Dan Quayle. I'm involved with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. I'm the board up here, so... It's
awesome.
I'm very interested. I have a lot of friends from Venezuela, so I've been very, very focused on Venezuela. I'm just thrilled to see this happen, honestly.
Well, I love the piece, and thank you for contributing here. You're not a Cubs fan, though, are you? We got to get that out of the way.
Oh, dude, I am such a Cubs fan.
Oh,
I have the
man.
Best seats
man.
In Wrigley.
Unbelievable.
You know what? If you were nice to me, I would say, look, you come and watch a Cubs Cubs game for the first row and be on home plate. But hey, I do appreciate your Bruce Springsteen enthusiasm.
I heard Fred told me you were doing a little search into the bio. Yeah, I'm that. Yeah. There's a lot of us who are conservative who, you know, kind of have mixed feelings these days. But look, I've been a fan since 1980. I saw him for the first time on the River Tour. I've seen him 45, 47 times in concert.
Yeah.
I've met him. I sat next to him at a movie. So, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. I kind of met my hero and it was okay. But he's kind of taken a bit of a turn the last couple. Look, I just think he's not being realistic. It's one thing to have criticism, and this is maybe a broader conversation for everything, Richard, that we're talking about. You can criticize Donald Trump. I criticize him all the time. I don't like a lot of the things that he does, but they only criticize him. They don't want to focus on the guy that was slobbering in the Oval Office for 4 years, who, by the way, also wanted to take out Maduro. He just didn't do anything about it.
Correct. Well, he said he wanted to, but he didn't act on it, right? I mean, that's the... Trump is all action, man. I mean, the guy makes stuff happen.
He's no doubt about it.
That kind of a guy.
Richard Porter, we'll have you back. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more. Rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.